brought to you by Penguin.
How to argue with a meat eater and win every time. Written and read by me, Ed Winters. Nelson Mandela said at Madison Park High School in Boston on the 23rd of June 1990, that education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. This book is dedicated to that very idea. Author's note. When I first went vegan, I took it upon myself to learn as much as I possibly could about veganism. I read books, watched documentaries, listened to academics, and delved into the scientific literature. Throughout this process, I also began to learn more about the opposing sides of the argument. Yet the more I delved into the arguments of those who disagreed with veganism, the more confident and reassured of my own position I became. It didn't take long before I then started advocating vocally and publicly for veganism. Throughout my years advocating for veganism, I have encountered every argument against veganism that exists, from the expected to the, well, eyebrow-raising. One of the main reasons for this is because I've put myself in countless situations where I've actively invited and encouraged people to give me their arguments against veganism. Growing up, the prospect of actively seeking out diehard cowboys in the heartlands of Texas was, well, never really high on my list of priorities. However, after deciding I wanted to have, let's say, interesting conversations about veganism with people, all of a sudden, chatting with diehard cowboys became an altogether, well, more intriguing idea. Now, many years after I initially started talking about veganism, I've had the privilege of discussing it face-to-face in front of thousands of different people. These experiences have not only been illuminating in terms of understanding and hearing all the different arguments against veganism that exist, but have also been invaluable in allowing me to stress test my rebuttals and responses. These conversations have essentially presented me with an abundance of opportunities to become a better communicator and a more accomplished advocate. At the same time, I've also been immersed in the ever-growing body of scientific literature that discusses the issues related to our use of animals. I find myself constantly in awe of the incredible work and dedication being carried out by academics, data analysts, and scientists, while also being dismayed by the misinformation and disinformation that sadly still spreads like wildfire. I've also had the great honor to meet so many wonderful vegans who have shared their experiences with me and whose stories have inspired me deeply. From people who have been vegan for decades to people who have just made the change, each person's experience being individual and unique, yet often with difficulties and hardships that have overlapped. Sadly, time after time, the vegans I meet tell me that they struggle to effectively talk about veganism with the people in their life, or they say that they feel overwhelmed by all the arguments people use. How to Argue with a Meat Eater is a book that has allowed me to bring together all of these different aspects of my work, drawing from all of these experiences and from everything that I have learned and have had the privilege to be a part of so far. It is because of all of this that this book has become so important and personal to me. It is my hope now that this book becomes of great value to you too. Introduction. Whether or not you're vegan, the chances are you've had some form of engagement with someone about veganism. Maybe with a friend or family member, maybe with someone online. There's even a strong chance that the interaction resulted in an argument or a heated discussion, such as the provocative nature of veganism. Perhaps even just by reading the word veganism, your mind has begun to think of the arguments you have heard, or even perhaps used yourself to dismiss it. After all, aren't we told that eating animals is part of the food chain? Animal products taste nice, and almonds are responsible for killing bees and using loads of water. The truth is, veganism can mean many different things to different people. Depending on who you ask, veganism can be anything from colonialist, racist, privileged, extreme, and dogmatic, to another symptom of the woke snowflake culture stripping people of their freedoms. Not to mention, it might even be tricking people into unknowingly cannibalizing. Yes, really. So it's certainly not hype.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?